Welcome, all Blog Talk listeners. I thank you all for joining us again for another live show today. And today we actually are going to be speaking with some young ladies today, Tatiana and also Miranium. They're going to tell us a little bit about, we're just going to talk today, talking about Father's Day. We're going to talk a little bit about life in general. Talk about some of the anger issues that we see that we have been going on. We're just going to start the show as we always do. We're going to play a little song here for music to get you ready. So get your pen, get your sword, get ready to enjoy the word. And then we're going to have our scripture coming to us from Tatiana as usual. All right, here we go. We're going to start with John P. Key, and we're going to do One Step. Amen. All right, sisters and brothers, just one step every day. That's really all that God requires of us, right? Just take one step at a time. As long as we just continue to move, you know, many times in life, we get our identity stolen, we get our feelings hurt, all kind of different things. But if we just continue to move, take one step is what the word says, right? Just one step gets us in that right direction. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now, and we're going to let Tatiana go ahead and start with our scripture.
Today I'm going to do Psalms 23, the whole chapter, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And again, that is Psalms 23.
Amen. Psalms 23. Psalms 23 is one that I invite everyone to just get under your belt and always try to reach back to that. It's a little bit of every ouncer in Psalms 23. And, you know, even though you feel like that debt may be chasing you down in life or bad ideas may be chasing you down in life and whatever it may be, just remember, sickness may be chasing someone down right now and you feel like you can't get away from it and it's got you bound and tied up, or you're in that domestic affair right now and you don't know how to get out or how to move around. But Psalms 23 gives us some revelations, and it reminds us that if the Lord is our shepherd, and you know what a shepherd does? A shepherd leads the sheep. The sheep don't have to worry about the fear of the day, of what they're going to eat for today, because they know they have a shepherd. So it reminds us that the Lord is our shepherd. So we should not live in want, not one of our health, not one of our directions. We should not live in want, because what? The Lord is our shepherd, and so I shall not want. And then if we go to the end of it, it tells us that surely, he says surely, surely, he just wanted to get us our attention, surely that goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Do we need some goodness in our lives? Do we need some mercy? We need God just to have his mercy on us. Well, it tells us in Psalms 23, it says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and then I can dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So whatever it is that you're going through today, that sickness is not going to overcome you, either on this side or that side. You're still going to be in the mercy, in the goodness of the Lord. So, you know, you may not be feeling well today, but remember that goodness is in your life. Goodness is following you around. God's mercy is following you around. And you are opportunity to dwell in the house of the Lord, not just now, but forever and evermore. Psalms 23, I invite you all again to just go back and just read it over and over again until you can get it in your heart, until you can face your obstacles and know that you can find your answers. And that's what the word is. God said, "I'm going to leave you for a while with the word of Jesus Christ." He said, "But you know, I'm leaving my word here with you." So whenever you're happy, read the word. Whenever you're discouraged, read the word. Whenever you're struggling, read the word. The answers is in the word. So when we arm ourselves, it says the shield of faith and the sword is what? Our sword to fight in this battle that we're on daily against all of these things that are chasing us. So the sword is the spirit. God is spirit, and it's the spirit of God's word. So in order for our sword to stay sharpened, we need to stay where? In the word. Amen? Amen, amen. Well, let's go ahead and jump in, and let's see what we're talking about. Today we're just talking about, let's just start with Father's Day, and right now, can you just tell me a little bit about your father? What are some of the things that are special that pop out to you in your mind about your father?
Yes, ma'am. To start off with, my father is a great and strong person. He guided my life by showing me that I should be happy. self-worth and how my staff is as a young man. My father is very different. He's just one of the great
to be sharp for the best. Amen. There's something good about having a good father, to have a father figure in your life. And that may not be your biological father that's the father figure in some of our lives. You know, uncles play the roles of fathers. Cousins play the roles of fathers. So many great stepfathers out there. But God has placed somebody in everyone's life to just show some kind of representation of that father figure. You know, and you look around at different things that are going around in the world, and you hear about these old men dating these young girls, or these men that are molesting their own daughters and other people's daughters, you know, out here trying to pimp and prostitute young girls. But so when we come to a day for Father's Day, we have to actually go out of our way to make the men in our lives feel special, because it's not every day that you run across a good father. You know, a father is someone that you can talk to about some things that they may say, oh, my goodness, you know, what are we talking about? But they're open to it. Fathers is somebody who's going to be that strong leaning post when you're hurting inside. Do you agree?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Tati, tell me a little bit about what you think of a father. What is it that a young girl would need from a father?
I think love and respect. And a father should be someone that shows a young lady how they should treat themselves and carry themselves.
That's good. So do you think your father would be able to give you any input maybe on any of the young men that you're dating? Did you think your father would have any input or experience in those areas?
I don't know about my father, but I know my uncle did.
Okay. All right. And how? What would make them so insightful?
Because I know they've been that age before. They know how they think, and they're very protective, which I think every girl needs in her life.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know, I don't care who we are. It's always so good to know that, you know, I have someone, you know, that, you know, a big man, you got a strong. When we think of men and fathers, we automatically kind of think of strength, you know. We think of somebody that, you know, I'm safe when I'm with my father. So as young women like you all are, when you're reaching out and you're meeting young boys and stuff like that, it's good for that boy to know that, you know what, I got a father that you got to answer to, you know? You know, you can't just do me any kind of way. Yeah, you got to answer to the rest of my family too, but I got a strong tower that you're going to have to answer to. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, we don't allow the little boys to just pull up out front, you know. In this day and age, it's kind of hard to even allow you to get in and ride with some of the little boys. But, you know, the parents want to meet the little boys, and there's so much reasoning about it, because family, as we enter into this conversation too, that entwines with our family, that family unit, it's important to know that it's a family. You got a family. The little boy is just not going to, he can't just do you any kind of way, because you got somebody that's going to be got your back, you know? You got somebody you can call. He should have a little fear in his heart about your father, you know, because he shouldn't always wonder and keep in his mind that your father is going to be there to protect you. Tell me a little bit about, as we continue to, you can continue to talk on the fathers, but let's go a little bit about into us as females, how we're making up our little generations, and some of the anger issues that you think the females may have in life, or some of the issues or disadvantages that a young girl may have if she don't have a father figure in her life. Either one of you, go ahead and touch on that for me.
Yes, ma'am, the disadvantages of female a young lady at her age would have if she didn't have her fun in her life. She wouldn't have that guidance and that support on the things she should do and to know right from wrong, and she wouldn't be so vulnerable towards males at her age.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's so important. Tati, what you think about it?
I think that if a girl does not have a father figure in her life, a disadvantage should be that she should have respect for herself, and nobody's there to tell her positive things about herself, so she's going to other people to get that.
And you know how the male, female, we just attract to each other? You know, if you haven't had a male in your home, then, you know, the first time you run into different males, you're so anxious and so excited to see something different. If you've been around a lot of females, you're excited to see something different, correct?
Yes,
and if ma'am. And if you don't have, it's important that father to be there to remind you how beautiful you are, to remind you of your self-worth. You know, mothers instill that in us at a small age, but we need that father too. You know, that's why God gave us a mother and a father, because it's different things that mothers can give us that fathers cannot, and it's different things that fathers can give us that mothers cannot. So it's very important to have that strong man tower, that female knows that she's already heard these things on a daily basis from her dad, how wonderful you are, how beautiful you are. So she don't have to just curl up and just do everything that, you know, this first little boy that tells her all of these sweet nothings. You know, she just don't have to just curl up and just do anything, be under his control, because you love the way it makes you feel when he say these things to you. Because you've got used to that by your daddy saying these things to you, or your uncle, whoever that male is in your life. It's important for that female to hear those things. Can you tell me of anybody or any examples maybe as we go into, again, the anger part of life from young girls, it could be because they don't have any self-worth, or some of the times when you look around your school and you see some people, do you see any females that just appear to be angry at all, anything and all time, or always picking, or always trying to start anything? Have you ran into anything like that?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me a little bit about it, or any examples of that.
There's a lot of girls at school that just want to start fights with people because they're angry at someone else or something else, and they don't want to resolve it as an adult, but if someone is trying to fight, let the anger out in that way than just sitting down and talking about it.
Yeah, that's true. We also see, and if you would just share a little bit about yourselves as far as your age and maybe anything else about yourself personally that you would like to share, and send out any Happy Father's Day. Just mention the name of anyone that you would like to send out your Father's Day acknowledgments to.
My name's Tatiana. I'm 13, but I'll be 15 July 22nd. I'd like to say Happy Father's Day to my Uncle James and my Uncle JD.
Amen, amen, who else?
Okay, I'm Marina, I'm 16, and I would like to say Happy Father's Day to my wonderful father and to my uncle and to my grandmother that have already passed. I would like to wish all of them Happy Father's Day.
Amen, amen, because even those who have passed has left a stain in our heart. They've done something, you know, in our heart. So you're right. We don't want to forget anyone. I want to just say Happy Father's Day to my brother, WT. You know, he's my big brother, and Happy Father's Day. He's the father of Chris and Adrian, and he's the grandfather of many, and just he's just a great father. He's a strong tower. He's a leaning post. He's there to, he's a listener, you know, and he also will is not afraid to give you his word, you know, to step in the role and be that one that's, I'm going to give you that advice, whether you want to hear it or not. So those are the things that make up a great father. Along with him, I want to say happy Father's Day to my brother, Reggie. Reggie is also, he's the father of Candace and the father of Austin. And Reggie is that same way. Reggie is an example. He leads an example. He speaks on the words of example out of his mouth. And those are the things that we all, in whether the kids sometimes may act like that they're not understanding and listening, but in the life that they live, they can always look back in a time when they're lost or are not for sure and look at those examples of life. So, again, happy Father's Day to them. Also, I want to say happy Father's Day to my brother, DeConcelin. DeConcelin has done what many men can't do, and he stepped into the role of a father, and he has Jaleesa and Gerard, and he has been their example. He has set goals for not just himself, but for them to actually reach out for and do something about it. And he's, again, as they can say, not afraid to, when they get out of line, to step in as a father and say, I got to be your father before I'm just a friend. So, you know, sometimes people get confused and say, well, you know, that's, I want to be my kids' friends, you know. But a lot of times that's why it's important to have that mother and a father, because when that father is doing his job of being a father, stepping in there and maybe being that little strong advisor at the time that is needed, you know, that mother can still have that softness about her. So it's a two-way road, but it is much needed. So, again, happy Father's Day to you, DeConcelin. Happy Father's Day also to my son, J.D. J.D. is the father of three, Nathaniel, Janelle, and James. And they're just his heart, and he has always, he's a lot like me. If you really want to get him upset as you talk about his kids, don't do his kids right. So he lives his life to as an example, because he wants to make sure that his kids have someone to follow as a role model, and he's not leaving it up to the athletes of the world to be the role model for his kids. He's not leaving it up to for the entertainers out here to be the role model for his kids. But he, just like my nephew, Chris, happy Father's Day, Chris Harwell, are leading examples for their kids to live by, you know. So they're men that is out here in the world doing the things that would propel their kids in their future, not just getting caught up in the world, but of the world. They're keeping themselves in a position that their kids can always look to them whenever they're not for sure which way to go. And so many times, ladies, and I'm sure that you know the same thing too, if one of the superstars or athletes or something, they do something wrong, and then the parents are all upset because they say, well, you were my child's hero. You were my child's role model. Everything you did, you know, my child wants to emulate. But we have to bring that back out and take that out of the hands of those people. Those people will never meet your child. And there is certain responsibility that goes along with the celebrity, but it is the parent. It starts in the home. We are to be the role models. And so for every father out there who is actually doing what they should be doing, in position like they should be, you know, I just salute you today as I say happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. And to anyone that I have forgot, I just do a generic happy Father's Day. I want to also say happy Father's Day to my pastor, Pastor LaSalle R. Vaughn, you know, again, a great example of that, not just to his own, but to many. He sets that example. He's willing to open himself up entirely, you know, to share anything that he has. So, Dr. LaSalle R. Vaughn, I salute you today. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Ladies, as we talk about a little bit about yourself personally, what are some of the things in life that, Marina, that may make you upset? What are some of the things that may that you want to work on in life, or what are some of the scary things in life for you?
Yes, ma'am. Some things that I would want to work on in life is being independent as a young lady and trying to be successful at my age and, you know, striving to be the best that I can. And at my age, I have a lot of fears, of course,
Can't you agree to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It's a lot of scary things out here in life. And just to think that it's someone out here just, you know, willing to scam you out of anything that you have. You know, even anything from your virginity to your mind to your money. You know, it's someone out there who's waiting to see what kind of job did your parents do. So when you step outside of your parents' home into college or into whatever area that you're into, someone is going to test to see, do you believe that you can make it? You know, it's easier to say I'm grown. It's easy to say that I'm ready to take care of myself. But it's someone out there waiting to test you to see if they can kill, steal, or destroy you. Talk to me, Tatiana, about any of those areas that you think that how would someone be able to test you? What would be maybe one of the reasons or ways that someone would try to test you?
A way that someone would try to test me is, you know, if it's somebody's house and maybe they put a dollar bill on the floor, maybe they're just trying to see if you're going to take it or not. That's a test. God gives us a lot of tests in life. He might, you know, if Christ send us a cute boy, and you don't know, he might ask you, let's do something, and he might test you to see if you're going to give in or not. God gives us tests every single day. It's up to us if we're going to pass it or not. So every day we have a test.
Yeah, and do you know that the enemy tests you? Because you can pray the prayer that I am a virtue woman. I am a woman who's going to stand by the word. But the enemy will come to test you to see. So you're like you said, that young man may ask you to do things that is you're uncomfortable with. And that's the enemy testing you to break you down. Because remember, he's knocking on your heart's door every day because he's trying to kill, steal, and destroy anything that is inside of your temple that is of goodness, that is of God. So we have to not put ourselves in those predicaments. Some of the other ways that you can be tested in life, it can be you're hanging out with your friend. Your friend said, I've been smoking weed all my life. Come on, take a hit. Why are you not hitting off of it? It does good for me, girl. It just makes you laugh. It just makes you funny. It just makes you relax. Makes you forget about your problems. That's, you know, that's the enemy. It may be in the form of your friend is who you're looking at, but the Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it's not the flesh and blood of that person you're looking at, but it's the enemy that has came inside of the thoughts of that person who's now speaking through their mouth to you, to try to get your attention, to try to do something that would knock you off of your course of life. Because they're saying, well, if I came to you as a vicious-looking creature, you would run away. But if I come to you in the form of your friend that you talk to on a daily basis, maybe you will accept me more. But it's still the enemy that has been called out, that has been allowed to enter into the thoughts of someone, and he's using them. So the Bible said we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, that person that you're seeing, but it's the darkness that's been allowed to enter into those thoughts. You know, it's the enemy himself, the father of lies, the demonic spirit itself that has been used to speak out of that person's mouth. And then if you decide that you hit the joint with them, then the next time they may tell you someone else higher, the enemy say, well, if I got them to do that, you know, I have the plans. I know what I have plans for them, and I'm going to now add a little liquor onto it. You know what? Just steal a little bit over here to this side. And then you end up on TV and the interventions. That's how those people end up there. They didn't start out as drug addicts. They didn't start out as thieves. And thievery doesn't mean that you don't have money, because we look in many circumstances and we see that, you know, the people are, it can be celebrities that have money, but they're caught in this web now of just where they're klepto now, because they're caught in a web of thievery that they can't break that stronghold. Well, that's, again, the Bible tells us about the strongholds is just because of the demonic spirits that we've allowed in. What are some of the ways that we allow the enemy to invade our temples? Anybody?
The way that you allow the enemy to invade our temples is, if you know you have an eating problem, and you might eat a lot, and that might invade your temple. If you let a guy disrespect you, that's also something else. If you press yourself, that's something else also.
Yeah. That is definitely, and we could go on and on and on. Some of the ways that we allow the enemy to come against us, we know that if we really like this little boy, you know, and so we're on a one-on-one private setting with this young man, why would we turn on, Miguel, I'm going to say, okay, why would we turn on one of the slow ooh-wee songs of Miguel? Why would we dim the lights in the car? Why would we park in a dark alley? Why would we allow ourselves to get in those situations when we know that we're trying to keep ourselves pure and not be indulgent into premarital sex? Why would we put ourselves in those situations where we are getting caught up in the moment, you know? And then people say, well, it just happened. So it's those just happen moments that we have to, as strong women, keep ourselves out of, right? That means you can still have fun, but you stay with the group. You hang out with the group. And if you know that you're kissing a little boy and it's just going too far, you need to bag back out of it. We got to be responsible ones to say, okay, that's enough of that. Calm down, you know. We don't want to get ourselves to that point that, oh, now it just happens. You understand what I'm saying? That's another way. Do you agree? If you don't, talk to me about it, you know.
I agree. Do you agree, Marina?
Yes, I do agree as well. And I feel like there's another part of having your self-worth kind of being taken if you allow that situation to happen as well.
Amen, amen. And you got to, you're right, go into it thinking about who you are. Who you are in Christ. And then real quickly here, Tatiana, if you turn to Jeremiah 29, and I'm going to let Marina read from Jeremiah 29:11. But, yeah, we have to go into that every situation talking to ourselves. And that's why it's very important to not just sometimes, but as soon as you have that, let me know. But every day, you know, many times a day, we need to remind ourselves just who we are. What are our goals for today? And, of course, Jeremiah is Old Testament, okay? But we need to remind ourselves who we are. What are our goals for today? What are we trying to set? What are we trying to do? What are we looking for from this person that we're hanging with? Even our friends. Everyone's bringing something to the friendship. What are you looking for from that friend? Is there something positive that you're gaining? Are you getting what you're looking for? Or are they negative in your life? You know, we have to look at that. Do you have Jeremiah 29:11?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Read that.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Amen. So that actually means that our Heavenly Father, the one who created us, So if he created us, he created everything about us. He know all about us. And he says that he has, he knows the plans and the thoughts that he has for us. He has plans for us. You're just not here. Everyone has a reason for being here. And he says, I know the thoughts that I have for you. I know the plans that I have for you. You know, and it's not just of evil, it's plans of goodness. He has good things waiting for us. He has good thoughts. When he think of us, he think of good things. He knows the plans he has for us. He has plans for some of us to be the peace givers. He knows that he has plans for some of us to be lawyers or doctors or mothers. He knows the plans that he has for us. And when we start to try to plan out our own life and the way that we're going to do it, that's when we get mixed up. So he said again, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And I know the thoughts, these thoughts are thoughts of peace. It's not of evil. I don't want to lead you into evil. I'm not going to set you here and tempt you to do evil. I'm not going to test you like that. He said, no, but the thoughts I have for you are thoughts of peace. They're not of evil. And they are to give you an expected end. So God wants us to end up, you know, with something great in our lives. So when we are lost about what it is that God wants from us, if he already knows those plans that he has for us, we should be talking to him, Father, show me how you see me. Show me your plans for my life. And if we can start living by those plans, we'll find ourselves in a plan of righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Well, as we close today, I just want to reach out, and we're just going to pray for anybody who on your prayer list that you want prayer for. I just want to call out a couple names, and I pray for Miss Arnold, and I pray for her strength, and I pray for her health and her mind and her body, and I pray for her son and his wife and children, Ryan. I pray for all of those who are looking for jobs right now, that they don't just get jobs, but they get a career. They get something that they can make a difference in. And I pray for those that are waiting on promotions right now, that they just be open up, and anything that is blocking that promotion just have to move out of their way right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for anyone who's sick right now just to receive the Holy Ghost, because in God's word, Jesus said, by my stripes, as he hung on the cross and they pierced him in his side and he bled, and he said, by my stripes, he's meaning the blood that's running down from all of the places and the nails from his hands and his feet. Those blood-made stripes. He said, and by my stripes you are healed. So we need to retake that healing and remember that we're already healed from our sicknesses. Whether it's deliverance on this side or that side, we all live forever. Whether it's here or there, we just die one time from here, but you don't stop living. That's why it says absence of the body, you're present with the Lord. Because you don't stop living. We all are living forever. The question is, where are you going to spend your eternity at? Hallelujah. Anybody, any ladies, you have anybody you want to call out their name for prayer?
I want to pray for my mother, and I pray, thank you, Jesus, that she is enjoying her job right now, making Jesus that we have, mm-hmm. we are living wealthy and good. Thank you, Jesus, from God bless my grandmother, and I pray for her also. Thank you, Jesus, for all the blessings he gave us recently. I would like to pray for my Uncle T and thank him for everything he done for us. And pray for Morena's family as well.
All right. And our last few minutes here, Morena, you have anyone you want to pray for?
Yes, ma'am. I want to make the same prayers out to my family, for one. I want to make the same prayers out to anybody who is struggling with things in their life right now, where needs the Lord to help them and guide them. And I would like to pray for anybody else who just needs a prayer, just pray out there, people that can care about them.
Amen, amen. Well, again, Blog Talk listeners, this is your host, Minister Von Dumas. You can reach me anytime here at the Blog Talk Radio, or you can send out emails to me at walkwithmegod@aol.com, or you can also just reach me at my home by calling me at 210-253-9093. I'll be more than happy to send you out any Bibles or anything that would help you on your Christian walk, or you just need to talk to someone. We are here for you here at Tri-Anointed Ministries. Until the next time, we say thank you for just being a part of the ministry. We love you, and you have a great day. We're going to go out today. As we leave today, we're going to go with a little bit of J. Moss, Good and Bad. We'll see you on the next time. Bye-bye.
Love me through my good, and you love me through my